Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher, Boy Shasky. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
And it's James who pops out, wants the ball, that gets to Reeves. Reeves with five, with four, guarded by Wiggins. Reeves takes a drive, left side, drives, and gets a layup with 1 second to go in the game. Curry in the backcourt gets it off, but I don't think it was in time. And somehow, the Warriors give up a layup with 1 second to go to lose. 115-113 the final.
Oh, Tim Roy beside himself last night right here on 95.7 The Game, your home for Golden State Warriors basketball. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and Joe, baby. It's not an O, baby. It's a Joe, baby.
I like that.
Joe Spadoni in for Bonte Hill alongside Joe Shasky. Lakers 115, Golden State Warriors 113 in a just sensational game. It really was. But unfortunately, Joe Shasky, that is the 11th loss now in the last 14 games for your Golden State Warriors. And they're searching right now. I guess they're having player-only meetings before the game even starts. There's a lot to unpack there. We got the NBA versus the NFL. LeBron taking a shot after the game, a different kind of shot, if you will. But first and foremost, hey, Merry Christmas. How was it, bud?
Merry Christmas. It was great. Obviously, I think the majority of people out there spent way too much money. Only to watch your kids, you know, open up all the gifts, and we realize how spoiled they all are.
Yeah.
If you're fortunate enough to be able to provide like that.
Money's on!
Yeah. As I lose
are you
my...
all right over there?
Are you all right,
bud?
I don't know what's going on. No, we had a great Christmas. The little guy had a great time. He had more fun with the wrapping paper than he did the actual gifts. And then we bring his little dunk hoop everywhere he goes because he has to dunk the ball at all times. And then seeing the Warriors give up a baseline layup with the game on the line, I was telling him, hey, like, that's horrific defense. And, you know, I want to start with Jonathan Kuminga.
Ooh.
It's funny, right? When people say, like, hey, he hasn't played the game a long time, everyone, like, thinks that we're, like, attacking his basic IQ, like, how smart he is. No, that's not what I'm saying. There are kids out there who play from the time they are seven on, and there's just a fundamental understanding of basic basketball instincts, offensively and defensively. And one of the learning curves for someone who picks up the game late in life is that there are certain principles that get ingrained in you at practice over years and years and years and years of this. And when you get to the NBA level, they just don't practice like you do at the lower levels. Now, and I'll go where I'm going here in a second. Wiggins gives up that layup to Austin Reeves late in that game. And you see a young Jonathan Kuminga, he's still very young to me, face guarding a guy who's out of bounds. The number one principle when you are teaching shell defense to any age, okay, it doesn't matter what age, is that you always have to have your eyes on the ball. Now, is there a time and a place where you're face guarding a guy who's super lethal in the middle of the meat of the game? Absolutely, there's a time and a place. It's not Rui Hachimura out of bounds in that situation. It's man-to-man defense, Joe. But when you're teaching this to the kids, it's help defense. And I'm going OG coach on you, so
please,
bear with me.
Please.
Okay. When you are guarding, if I'm guarding you, Joe, I want to stay between you, the hoop, and the man, right? And the ball. I call it pistols. Oh. I got my pistol on you. I got my pistol on the ball.
That way
I'm always locked in so that I can be a helper. And you noticed in this situation, the lack of understanding, off-ball, shell defense, help defense, just, you know, showcase that. Is that the reason they lost? Absolutely not. Schroeder is late to slide over. He's a small guy. He's the farthest defender. He's got to help as well. Wiggins giving up a layup. You know, you got to drive that guy back to the middle of the court. You know, obviously you're making him go left, so I do like that. That game was lost in the meat of the game when you were chasing down five, down seven with 6 minutes to go. That game wasn't. Now, that was one moment in that game, and I think the inexperience of Jonathan Kuminga kind of showcased itself right there. And Steph Curry did everything he could to will you out. An old school classic. I don't know how many more of those we got when it comes to Lakers, LeBron, Steph. But they needed that win.
I mean,
hey, Joe.
You could,
am I wrong?
You could say that with 11 of their last losses in the 14 games. They needed that win. They needed that win against the Pacers. They needed that win, whether it was against the Clippers or whomever. Like, they're soul-searching right now.
100%.
And when I hear from Anthony Slaters, or whether it was the Dave McMenamins, whoever it was, saying they're having a player-only meeting before this game on Christmas Day, and that Stephen Curry speaking to the team and saying this season can go one or two ways, and this is the inflection point, basically.
Yep.
And then they go out there and lose the game the way they did. The Lakers didn't have their best player. Anthony Davis didn't play in that game yesterday. He played 7 minutes, rolled his ankle, and Lisa Stalters told us for three quarters, he's questionable. We knew he wasn't coming back. All right? So in the last three games that the Lakers have played the Warriors, Anthony Davis has played like 15 minutes. So you haven't even seen their best player. And that's what's most frustrating for me if I'm a Warriors fan watching that. LeBron James, I know, he's LeBron James.
He's amazing.
He might be the greatest player of all time.
Yes.
He's also 39. He's about to be 40 on Monday. And the amount of times I saw just simple, just pick and roll stuff or little screens to get either Brandon Podziemski or Dennis Schroeder on him late in the game and just bully balled him. And you're going back to help defense there. I was like, where's my Draymond Green? Where's my Andrew Wiggins? Where's
100%.
That is just such a mismatch. And Dennis Schroeder, God love him. He's trying on defense. He's trying to be a pest with Austin Reeves. But Austin Reeves is also like 6'6", 6'7". He's a tall guy. He's a big guy.
Austin Reeves was awesome yesterday.
Dalton Connect, tall, 6'6", 6'7". Yeah. Like,
Christie's
like,
big.
Doug Christie, 6'5". Like, that was the thing yesterday, too, was not only the Lakers' youth, their size was a problem, too.
Totally.
And you might not think that, oh, well, they don't have Anthony Davis on the size. Well, it wasn't that. It was all the other wing, and it was all the other shooting guards that were making the difference in that game. And Dalton Connect, the rookie, you know, credit to him. Credit to Rui Hachimura. 5 3-pointers again. I think that's the most he's ever made in his career. 5 of 7 from beyond the arc.
Are you kidding me?
Everyone, I think it was. Like, I think they were saying it on the broadcast. Like, everyone else stepped up in that game when Anthony Davis went down. And for the Warriors, it was Steph, it was Wiggins, and Trace Jackson Davis.
Who has butterfingers at times.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the guy.
But I don't want to be, I'm not harping on Trace Jackson Davis today.
He had a good game. He had a good game. There's no doubt about it. Curry was outstanding late in that game. There's no doubt about it. And he hit some just remarkable shots. The circus shot in the corner with LeBron closing out on him.
That was unreal.
I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable.
I mean, well, the one that Schroeder had, I think, a possession or two before when LeBron has that block on Wiggins.
And it bounces right to Draymond.
Right to Draymond and just the quick dime. That was beautiful.
It was. It absolutely was. Actually, you know, we're going to get lost in the sauce here. The Steve Kerr inbound, they're down 113-110. He has Buddy Hield flashing to the corner. Draymond goes to set a screen on his guy. Then Draymond sets a screen on another flasher in Schroeder. They get the switch. So now Austin Reeves switches on to Draymond, and then he sets another screen for Steph Curry's guy. So they had a great play there by Steve Kerr to have Draymond basically screening three or four different guys. Hopefully you get some miscommunication on the switches, and they got exactly what they wanted. And they got a wide-open Steph Curry shot at the top of the key.
I was surprised they didn't foul in that situation. I even texted the group chat.
You.
I was like, I'm foul in this situation. Steph is hot. He's going to get a shot off. Just force them to beat you at the line right now. And listen, to be honest, like, that's not the strong suit of the Golden State Warriors is free throw shooting this season. And by the way, yesterday they were 13-17. Actually, Kuminga shot it pretty well for the most part. 6 of 8 for him is pretty good. Everyone else other than Trace Jackson Davis was perfect. And then the Lakers, obviously, perfect 18 for 18. So if you want to go there, is the difference. But I'm not really harping on the free throw shooting today. I did think Jonathan Kuminga, listen, he played 28 minutes off the bench. I think he's going to be the whipping boy today. I think a lot of Warriors fans are going to call in, and please do it. 888-957-9570. And shout out to those watching on YouTube, brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. We are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube, all powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online, or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Jonathan Kuminga, I did think he was giving something to the Warriors late in that game. He was getting to the lane, and he was driving, and he was forcing them to foul.
He's one of the few guys who's athletic.
Yes.
On the Warriors.
And they were in the bonus with 6 minutes to go.
Yep.
So they needed to do that. And the Lakers, I thought, fumbled that game more than the Warriors kind of came
totally
back.
Totally agree.
There was just some boneheadery. I think there was some luck involved, too, and it's better to be lucky than good. The block, which went right into Draymond, obviously. If the Lakers get that possession, it's probably game over at that point, but they didn't. They get the three, and they claw right back. And to your point, just, and we'll dive into it more, the NBA versus the NFL, and just admiring and just appreciating what we're seeing from Stephen Curry and LeBron James. The fact that these two still have to carry the league,
it's crazy,
at their age, and this was the primetime game at 5 o'clock. Basically, these are going to be two playing teams, probably.
Yeah,
probably. And that's basically what they are right now. They're two playing teams. It wasn't the defending champion Boston Celtics. They played earlier in the day. And did anyone even care about that game?
No.
No. No one cared. And they lost, by the way, to Tyrese Maxey and the Batman, Joel Embiid, wearing his mask. Like,
the Batman?
Yeah, just that guy. I just say kicking.
Running into refs and going crazy.
I think they've won like 7 of the last 10. I think they're actually pretty good.
Well, Kate Scott was smoking a cigar on Instagram yesterday.
Oh, really?
So I think she was feeling pretty good.
Shout out, Kate. I mean, they got to be feeling good about that, not Jalen Hurts getting the concussion protocol and the Eagles choking that game away. But there is an overarching theme here I want to get to at some point, Joe Shasky, in regards to the NFL taking over on Christmas. I'm sure you saw it all over your feed. I'm sure you're watching both games. The games weren't very good. The Steelers offense, I'm not believing in that. I don't know what's going on with the Texans this year. They're just not very good. Obviously, the Tank Dell injury the other week, just horrible. But,
Joey, you know what we did? We had the
Beyonce
games.
Beyonce was cool. There you go. Yeah.
My wife was not impressed with the Beyonce.
Wow, that's a hot take, actually.
She was not impressed with it. Am I alone?
I wasn't either.
Whoa.
You weren't either. I'm just going off Michelle. Michelle's just like, this is a lot for not a lot of bang. You know what I mean? Like, a very expensive, and she didn't.
The horse didn't get. He didn't.
She likes Beyonce. She's not a crazy, over-the-top Beyonce fan. But, you know, she was, like, leaning forward. Was it Jack Harlow who came out with him?
Post Malone, right?
Oh, Post Malone, excuse me. Post Malone. And I like Post Malone. I've seen him in concert. Jack Harlow, what am I doing?
I think Shaboozy, too. It was both of them.
Shaboozy? Is that the guy that does the country song?
Yeah, he did Jaquan. He did the Raekwon, whoever it was. Yeah.
But getting back to the NBA, NFL, I'm watching two old gunslingers, right? For so many years in the NFL, it was Manning versus Brady. In the AFC, right? That was the thing, and it kind of like propelled the league to where it is now. And obviously there's been the Favres and the Elways and the Montanas and all those guys. But when most of us, like our age, around our age, it's Manning and Brady, right? They kind of carried the mantle of the league for a long, long time.
Yes.
LeBron and Steph have carried this league forever. Once Luka went out of that Dallas game, I went out too. I said, I'm turning this off. I'm not alone. I'm not trying to hate. But like, me and the little guy are going to take a nap. I'm going to put on Empire Strikes Back. We lied down. I had the iPad on the side with the football game going on, which was a blowout. I had Empire Strikes Back up on the big screen.
No!
Exactly. Exactly.
No!
And everybody misremembers
that
the line.
That was Michelle when Beyonce came out.
No!
Seriously. I kept telling my son, together, you and I could rule the galaxy.
But I get the references. Bonte's not here, so don't worry. I get all these.
I know you do. And I absolutely
know.
Also, Empire Strikes Back is still an all-time classic.
Yeah, it's probably the best Star Wars
movie. Lando Calrissian's just so back
so
and
much
forth.
So much swag, though.
No, tremendous drip. I mean, he was going at Princess
Leia.
If I was Han, I'd be pissed.
Oh, are you kidding me? Come on.
Yeah, seriously. So, but like you, I was like, all right, man, I got the NFL game on. And even though the NFL game was a complete blow, both games, blowouts, I didn't turn it off.
No.
And once you tap into Netflix, it's impossible to exit back out.
That's the thing I wanted to get into as
well. Look at you. You're shaking your head, Carter. You feel me.
And 888-957-9570. You can hit us up via call or the Comcast Business text line. Good morning to all you lovely people just getting off work. Getting ready for work. If you're going back to school, I think your school should be out hopefully for you for the next at least week and a half. So shout out to you again, 888-957-9570. I want to get your thoughts on this game. Just a bad loss for the Warriors last night. When the Lakers were out their best player in Anthony Davis for damn near the entire game, LeBron James takes over. Dalton Connect makes shots. Austin Reeves hits the game-winning layup. Like, you cannot lose a game via a layup in that situation. It's
totally
just
agree.
Inexcusable. And we'll hear from Steve Kerr at some point. But obviously, the big talking point for the national perspective right now is what LeBron had to say after the game, because I think LeBron and some of the NBA players are taking it personally. If the NFL is trying to take over. Joe Shasky, this is LeBron with Lisa Salters on ESPN after the game.
I love the NFL. I love the NFL. But Christmas is our day.
And then he walked off the court.
Okay. So I don't know if you ever had this moment, but we used to have this height chart at the house, okay? And it was up on the wall.
With the pencil?
Yeah.
You put it in the doorway?
Exactly.
Yeah,
Dad would come up, and like even if friends and family came over, you'd get put onto the banister.
It's always fun game.
My mom still got it to this day. And we used to have multiple basketball hoops in the backyard, okay? And Pops was a good athlete. You know, anybody who ever played ball with my dad, you'll out there and contest. My dad was not ready to give up the mantle, whether it was basketball, baseball, softball, golf, it didn't matter. And then one day I beat him in the backyard. And I knew by how difficult the game became and how much he was cheating and how much he was trying as hard as he possibly could. I knew one day that I had lapped him. It's like getting taller than your dad.
Yep.
And there's nothing they can do about
it. Or out driving him.
Exactly.
Like, if you just like that. So yeah, if you play golf with your dad and it's just like, oh, my dad, he would always out drive me. And then one day I just smoked the past and I was like, oh, future is now, old man.
And I remember distinctively, dunking on him on one of the, we had different size hoops in the backyard, dunking on him, looking back and being like, it's over. Like, you're never going to be able to take me down ever again. This is my time. You are down. I am up. Let's roll. And he ended up winning that game, even though I got the ferocious dunk in his face. And I'll never forget the look on it says, it's still mine. I'm not giving up the crown. And that's what LeBron felt like yesterday, where it was like, LeBron, I get it. You're an all-time great. You're a legend. Bro, this thing is coming. And it's already here. And it's taken everything that you wanted. And there's nothing you can do about it.
The downfall is near, and it's coming hard.
Is that what you're saying right now? Not just for LeBron, not just for Steph, but the NBA? The downfall is here, and it's coming hard?
The NBA needs to look at what Major League Baseball has done over the last couple of years. I can't believe I'm saying
that
this.
That is insane that you're saying that.
I can't believe I'm saying this. But
Adam Silver's got to hit up Rob Manfred? Is that what you're saying?
Joe, was any of the games outside of the final 7 minutes of Steph versus LeBron, was it literally, you could have told everyone in the world, you have to watch the NBA on Christmas. This is a seminal game. These are all big games. These are big moments. Nothing happened.
I'm glad you said the last 7 minutes, because for most of that game, for like three-fourths of it, I was just like, huh, this is a game. Like no one was really like running away with it.
I know.
It was very methodical. I think Doris Burke on the broadcast for ESPN even said at one point, this game has just felt like the entire first quarter, just kind of going through the motions for both teams.
As a kid, I would wake up and it'd be like, Knicks in the morning.
And yeah, then, you know they'd lose because it's the Knicks, but you were a kid, so maybe they were good back then. Sorry.
Right, but like 9 a.m., Knicks, like, let's go. Like, we would get excited, and it was all day, and they owned the entire day, and all the games felt big. The NBA's got a big problem.
You would always have the final, like, what you would think the finals preview was going to be, or the previous year's finals matchup. So, like,
as the 5 o'clocker.
Correct.
Yes.
Like, so I was actually kind of surprised when I didn't see Maverick Celtics, right? Because Mavericks still could be in the NBA finals, would be that crazy, or at least a Minnesota and Boston, right? But we got, and I get it, we got Lakers, we got Warriors, LeBron and Steph. Cash cow,
yeah.
Safe. I understand that. But when you're trying to promote the next generation, the next product, I don't think that's the move you want to make. I understand it's a safe play, especially going off what the NFL is doing. And don't get it twisted. They are adjusting to what the NFL is doing. And maybe we'll see that going forward when they, and they should, maybe be playing on Christmas Eve
100%
instead of Christmas Day.
Yeah, they completely bricked those games. Like New Year's Eve, having bowl games, game changer. I don't ever want to go back. Once they went to New Year's Eve bowl games, because this is the way I view these. All these big time, like Easter or Christmas or whatever it is, it's background noise that you kind of like, you're talking, you're in the room, you're hanging out, you're watching your kids open gifts or whatever exchange. And then seminal moments, you lean forward, right? Like that's what we all did. And the NFL yesterday put Mahomes and the Chiefs. They put a plucky Houston Texans team that we thought was going to be better. And they put the Steelers brand, and they put Lamar Jackson, all on television.
Playing like
yesterday.
An MVP, by the way.
It was genius.
Yeah.
Absolutely genius. And everybody leaning forward to see Lamar Jackson play. Steelers fans are, if you know, I mean, Steelers fans is as big of a fan base as there is in sports. And then you have Patrick Mahomes, the Kelce factor. And then here, let's try to slide CJ Stroud and Houston in there to make them something, drafting off the Kansas City thing.
And part of the fascination, too, of yesterday was because it was on Netflix. That is part of it, too. And because of what we saw in the Mike Tyson fight, for those of you who are too proud to admit it, you probably watched it.
Jake Paul versus
Mike Tyson. The streaming wasn't very good. I remember all the narrative of that whole... It wasn't even about the fight, because the fight was just horrible. But it was just, oh, I don't know, the NFL, they might have a problem here. I don't know if the streaming is going to provide... And the streaming was fine.
There
was zero problems with the stream yesterday.
This thing about people complaining about what platform it's on.
So
my mother knows how to change and oscillate between Netflix and whatever her normal streaming account is.
Because everyone has Netflix.
Exactly.
Not to cut you off. Everyone's got Netflix. That's like the first one you get before Hulu, before Peacock, before Paramount. I've had Netflix since I was in high school on my Xbox 360.
Thank you.
When it was $5 a month. What is it now? Like 20 something? It's just ridiculous, but.
No, but like, and I thought the presentation was good.
It was
great.
They
had Greg Olson. They had Ian Eagle.
So crystal clear.
Yeah.
It was the high def. Everything was beautiful. And I thought the product itself, Noah Eagle, by the way, the star is rising with that guy.
Oh, well, that's.
Talking about broadcasters, just, he is just, what he was doing with Paris and NBC, that guy's sick. I'm buying stock in him. You're buying stock in Andrew Wiggins, Bonta. I'm buying stock in Noah Eagle.
Well, Andrew Wiggins, I mean, Andrew Wiggins.
Great game for Wiggins yesterday, Joe Shasky. 8 of 19, 3 of 7 from beyond the arc. Not the greatest.
Why do we want to trade the Warriors' second best player? Can I ask Warrior fans that question? Like, don't get me wrong here. I understand. It's not good enough. I hear you. I don't think there's some, like, solution. As we find out first thing in the morning, you know what the biggest development of yesterday was until the ending for LeBron and Steph? NBA player Jimmy Butler wants out of Miami and he wants to choose his destination, which is a microcosm of all the things that are wrong with the league currently. The games aren't mattering as much as the transactions and the potential movement of this disgruntled star who's aging being traded for a bunch of young pieces. Like, that's the whole league is littered with this.
Maybe it was a coincidence, maybe not. We can dive into it on the other side, and I want to hear from you at 888-957-9570. But that was, we all woke up to the news from Shams via ESPN. Jimmy Butler wants out. And then we get a Stephen Curry players-only meeting before the game. Maybe putting the rest of his teammates on notice. Is it time for the Warriors to make an even bigger splash, potentially? And would Jimmy Butler, would you be interested in that? Dub Nation, 888-957-9570. We can get your thoughts on that. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Lucky California. It's more of your calls, more of your texts. And we'll reveal the guest list on the other side as well. It's Spadonian for Bonte alongside Joe Shasky. It's 95.7 The Game.
Bay Area, this is Jonathan Kuminga. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game. Take it away, Bonte.
Bonte out, JK. Spadoni in for him alongside Joe Shasky. This is The Morning Roast. We got one segment down and many more to go here. We want to let you know, this segment is sponsored by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises, Joe Shasky. And also, you can hit us up at 888-957-9570. That's the number to call or text. The Comcast Business Text line is always open. We are talking and reacting to the Warriors' 113-115 loss to the Los Angeles Lakers last night at Chase Center. It was a packed crowd. It was sold out. You had all the people wearing their sweaters. You had Santa was in the building. Everything was happening except the Warriors winning. And that's just been a common theme here, Joe Shasky, the last few weeks here. 11th loss in their last 14 games. We have Stephen Curry holding a players-only meeting before the game even started. We got LeBron James looking like he's not 30, not 40, which he's going to be on Monday. And the ratings will probably be good for this game. And we were talking about that last segment, the ratings compared to the NFL taking over Christmas. Is it time for the Warriors and the Lakers and the NBA as a whole to, you know, step aside, go to Christmas Eve or pivot, as you say, not panic. But your overarching takeaway from yesterday's game was what?
The collective of the Golden State Warriors is just not good enough. We can continue to play this game where we're like, oh, it's Kuminga's fault. It's Wiggins' fault. It's, you know, Moses Moody and Trayce Jackson-Davis's fault. It's the front office's fault. No, the reality is like, if you're going to assess where we're at, did you watch how many corner threes Draymond Green got in the first half? Did you see how many wide open looks and how close he got to actually just hitting iron?
Hit one.
Yay. All right? This team is
Yay!
They're really far away. And what I mean by far away from this championship contender that Warrior fans feel they're entitled to.
Oof.
The reality is that this team has failed to go deep 2 years in a row, and they were lucky to get out of the first round against the Kings just a couple of years ago. They were. It's okay, Warrior fans. Like, sometimes you do get a little lucky, right? And you make of that whatever you want. But they're not good enough. You know what they remind me of? They remind me of the early 00s Jeff Garcia Niners. Flawed. They're flawed. As far as they can go, might be to the first round in the playoffs. They're a little old on one end of the bell curve. They're a little young on the other one. And some of their guys in their primes, like an Andrew Wiggins, is a really useful player. But anyone you surrender him for, you're giving up a really useful player that your team could dramatically use because of the depth. And so I survey the land and I go, there's not a guy, even Jimmy Butler, who I am like dumping my entire team of depth to go acquire because I don't think it makes you good enough. And I think this goes right back to marrying Draymond Green to this roster at the end. His body's giving out on him. He's not good enough, and so if you're going to be stuck with Steph and Dre, whatever combination of the other parts that you trade, I feel are not going to be good enough to take you anywhere significant.
Outside of Stephen Curry, do you think anyone is untouchable when it comes to trades here in this coming month? Do you think Draymond Green is untouchable when it comes to trade talks?
Well, I don't think he should be, but it sure feels like Steph and Kerr, just from all indications, they're not ready to move off him. And I get it. Like, when you see in the final, like, okay, final 3 minutes, he makes a lot of little winning plays. He's setting a lot of great screens to free people up.
6 assists, 10 boards, 4 blocks. I mean, know, he had 3 points, but yeah.
The baseline inbound, you're down 110, 113. You just throw it to Draymond. Draymond sets, you know, catch and shovel scoops it to Steph Curry in the corner. And Steph's greatness, he shoots a 3 as he's falling away over LeBron James. But Dre does set that up. Like a lot of these young guys, and I'll use John the Kaminga as an example, he just doesn't understand how to do that, you know? But do you have to bring more to the table? Absolutely, right? And I think when I look at the CBA and I look at their roster and where they're at and everything, it's like, pick all the different combinations of a singular trade, and I just don't think it's that big of a difference in terms of putting this team from a middle-of-the-pack playoff team or a first-round team to, oh my God, now all of a sudden this is a team that can go to the Western Conference Finals. I think if we're being real and you really want to see change, it's like I got everything but Steph.
Mm. Steve Kerr on the morale of this team after yesterday's loss, Joe Shasky.
Everybody's disappointed. We've lost some confidence. You can feel it. You know, we had a great vibe early in the season, and we're going through it right now. But I love our guys, high character guys. They care. They care about the game. They care about each other. I believe in them. I believe we're going to get this thing turned around. You know, this is all part of it. It's part of the season, part of life. You hit these ebbs, and you know, you feel like everything's tough, everything's difficult, and you got to feel the flow. You got to feel the confidence, and we'll keep plugging away, and we'll get there.
And feeling the flow and feeling the confidence is a tough thing to do when you don't know if you're going to play on a given night or you don't know what your minute allocation is going to be on a given night. And it was cute. It was fun early on in the season when you're winning. Oh, this depth. Oh, this rotation. I was sipping the Kool-Aid. I thought, wow, this looks like a bona fide lock as a playoff team. Yeah, the Golden State Warriors, they looked really good until they didn't. Until they asked a lot of these guys that were just role players and the Buddy Hields of the world came back to earth. You know, you have to go make a trade now because you lost D'Anthony Melton. That was a big blow. Dennis Schroeder, let's call it what it is. Right now, he's played, 4 games? It's looked like a bust of a trade. Like, he didn't give up a lot to get him, and you can still move off of him if it doesn't work out here, which is a nice part, but it just, it hasn't fit right now.
You have another, again, the problem has been, since Clay tore his leg and his ankle, the problem has been you don't have a big two guard who can play. This is where Anthony Melton, D'Anthony Melton's absence is huge. You're like, you don't have a big two guard who can complement Steph Curry on both ends of the floor, period. Mm. Right? Schroeder to me is a backup point guard. Like, that's what he is. And yes, he can play a little alongside Steph Curry, but you can see that they get exposed at times. And, you know,
LeBron isolated him so many times in that game in that fourth quarter. He's tiny. Him and Pods, both of them.
Yeah, he's tiny.
I mean, LeBron is also 6'8", but like, I can get, like, you got Wiggins there. You got Draymond. You got some big guys, and it was just frustrating to watch at times. LeBron, oh, he's just going to drive to the line. Oh, he's going to get a foul. Like, over and over. The guy's been doing it for 20 years. You think they'd learn?
Well, I look at the Warriors right now, like, okay, Curry is obviously amazing. Who else is a well-rounded player? Andrew Wiggins.
Yes, he is a well-rounded player.
All right, okay. Is Draymond a quote-unquote well-rounded player?
No, because he doesn't have the scoring.
Okay, but he's an elite defensive player,
right?
He is,
and he's a playmaker, but the scoring is what you are missing out on.
And we haven't even gotten to his, like, Let me hook my hands. What'd you call it? Red Rover?
Red Rover send Draymond Green
they're
over.
Shooting a free throw. They're shooting a free throw. And he hooks his arms underneath both guys and then like put like almost like my son when he's mad with his bottle and he's like flipping his head backwards. I'm like, what is he doing? And he tried to sell the double foul.
He was trying.
What was that?
He was trying to get it. He got it. He got the tech. He got the tech in that game. And by the way, you hear Curry mic'd up going at J.J. Redick on the sidelines. Like, how many techs you got this year, J.J.? And J.J.'s got like one. And then Draymond like white walks right next to him. And the amount of memes I saw, those are rookie numbers, son. You got to pump those up. But I thought he was trying to get ejected at one point in that game. Scott Foster was obviously the head official there.
I don't know if you noticed this, but on Scott Foster's jersey now, and a lot of the referees, it's got, or all of them, I guess, it's got Emirates. You know, so they're not only getting paid, you know, the league getting paid by Emirates for the World Cup or whatever it's called, the play-in cup. Emirates is now NBA sponsoring cup. The freaking referees. It should be DraftKings. I mean, that would be the ultimate. I mean, right? Like,
who's my guy, Tim Donaghy?
Come on. Yeah, like, Carter, you know you want. I was waiting to set that up. But,
Don't talk about that.
I mean, Draymond physically, he can play well in stretches, but to think that Draymond Green can be your second best player and you're a Western Conference Finals team is just, we're wrong. This is where we're at, guys. Like,
do you think he's their second best player? I think Wiggins is.
No, but in their mind, I think they think he has to be.
Yeah.
And I would disagree. Wiggins is their second best player. But this is where I'm at with Draymond Green. Draymond Green is a 20-minute-a-night player. He's very important. But you cannot play him more than that, and he needs to only play the five. Period. Period. You cannot play the four. They want to do all these things and all these machinations to insert him in. And this, A, his body's given out on him. You can see he's gingerly walking around. B, he's going to be left open for the wide open corner three with that opening lineup with TJD because no one has to honor the shooting of TJD and Draymond. So he's going to continue to find himself in the corner and be wide open. And if he can't hit that shot, it's unplayable offense for the Warriors early on. And I look at it, it's like their best bet is having Kuminga play the four alongside Draymond at the five.
There's a lot more substitutions and a lot more mixing and matching that Steve Kerr just has not been able to get right. Joe Shasky, that's just another piece that he's going to have to. And right now, it's like you're trying to do all this experimenting while you're losing. It's a tough sell, is what I'm trying to say, Joe Shasky. And you hear it from Steve Kerr there. He thinks, you know, he's cautiously optimistic. I don't know how you can be, but he's trying his best. He's the leader of the team, so I guess he's just saying it to say it. But I don't know what the correct move is right now for the Golden State Warriors. You seem to think it might be, you know, Draymond just playing at the five and you got Jonathan coming at the four. Like, we'll see. But the Dennis Schroeder experiment has not worked. Andrew Wiggins, he's played a lot better this year. That's been something that's been a positive. Stephen Curry, again, when he has a performance like that yesterday, you have to win those. You just have to.
100%.
38 points by Steph. You cannot lose that game. He's not going to give you that on a night-in and night-out basis. Much like the Los Angeles Lakers, they can't squander the games that LeBron plays well in because you're not going to get that every single night. And they were without Anthony Davis on top of that. So just a gut-wrenching loss and another ones where you're going to be scratching your head if you're leaving Chase Center yesterday. Real quick, Joe, we're up against it. Chris in San Jose, I want to get to you right now before we hit the break. Chris, what's going on, man? You're on the, I won't say the pregame show, but it's not the pregame show. It's the morning roast.
Somebody.
But Chris in San Jose is a regular on the pregame show. What's up, Chrissy?
What's happening, Swidoni, Shasky? Hope you guys had a Merry Christmas.
You too.
Whatever holiday you're celebrating out there, hope everybody enjoyed time with their family. But, hey, Swidoni, Shasky, we've talked about this, right? It's an incomplete roster. It's a flawed roster. Curry's getting older. You get one of those Curry flurries last night, you still lose. Everyone wants to talk about Kuminga. Everyone talks about pods. Everyone talks about, you know, Kerr's rotations. At the end of the day, what Shasky and what I've been talking about for a while now rings true. Draymond Green is never going to get traded, so you are never going to be good enough to win a title. Period. Point blank. The guy has 2 field goals made in the last 3 games. 3 games ago was arguably the worst game of his career. You know, it's kind of funny, Shasky, you go, he can't play more than 20 minutes. Well, he played 19 minutes that game, had 0 points, 0 assists, 0 boards, minus 42. I mean, let's play the guy 5 minutes. You can't tell me we wouldn't necessarily be a little bit better without him. Nobody guards him, so he's sitting out on the wing.
Thank you.
Nobody even pays attention to that man. You know, he gets an assist because we have an inbounds play where Curry throws him the ball. He throws it right back, and Curry makes an amazing three. Is that really playmaking?
No.
Is that really doing anything for the offense at all? Obviously not. So we got this guy over here who's doing the same stuff, the same antics. He's pulling down guys and then flopping and acting like it's everybody else. He has one tech. He's yelling with the ref at that point in time. It's just, it's not good enough. So you're telling me what? You're going to trade trade all the young guys, right? Bring in a guy like Jimmy Butler, and then what are we going to do? Be mediocre the rest of the way and have a first-round exit? It's like this notion that bringing in, yeah, let's just bring in another superstar. So what? They can win 52% of their games the rest of the way? And I was high on this team at the beginning when they weren't playing, you know, the best of competition. But it's just not working anymore. So, you know, I'm on the boat with Shasky. Frankly, I wanted Tremont gone in 2016. You could have kept Durant. Whatever, yeah. We're not even going to get into that.
I got you, Chris. We're up against
Chris, that's a great call. I want to react to Chris's call. We can even play a portion of it on the way back.
And we're going
to
do that on the other side, and that's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
What's the good stuff that's still going on in the league on a night-to-night basis?
Dub Nation, it's Andrew Wiggins. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Bronte Hill and Joe Chastity at 95.7 The Game.
Thank you, Andrew Wiggins. Spadonian for Bronte Hill alongside Joe Chastity here. This is The Morning Roast. We're reacting to a Lakers 115-113 win over the Golden State Warriors. Warriors' 11th loss in the last 14 games, and there's a lot to unpack. Hope you all had a Merry Christmas. Hope you all are staying safe on the roadways. It is slick out there. Please drive safe. Don't drive stupid. Don't be riding anyone's ass. Don't be a tailgating them. Don't do anything dumb, all right? Coming from someone that was in a pretty significant accident in high school when it came to hydroplaning and stuff, I was okay. Walked away unscathed. Totaled my car. First ever car I got. Of course, I had it for like 2 months and then totaled it because that's just what you do.
Wow.
So, I wouldn't know.
I never got a car.
No, yeah. So, I learned my lesson there and never sped in the rain ever again. So,
wow.
You don't do it. We're not built for this in California. People like to think they're confident and try to say, oh, no, I'm not one of those California drivers. I could drive in the rain. You're not built for it. All right. So stop speeding because you don't
know. I'm not a system player. I am a system.
No, they're system drivers is what they are. California, we have a bunch of system drivers. We're not system players. All right. System drivers.
You can always take away, Mo.
I don't trust those at all.
I don't either.
Not even close. But
they're the best, honestly. You guys are really missing out. It's amazing.
Hop off the mic.
Could you imagine if Giant Carter, who's like 7'1", you know, 285.
Can you get in the driver's seat on those things, by the way?
You're so lame if you're sitting in the driver's seat of a Waymo.
Can you, though?
So lame.
Can you?
Yeah. Okay. When you see people do that, big red flag.
And on your phone?
Yeah, oh, totally. It freaks people out.
I kind of want to do that, just like sleep on the side, too, and your car's just driving.
I really encourage you, if you haven't tried it, it's unbelievable.
All right, we're going to try that.
Well, like, is it, like,
my bucket list.
The price point, like, is it the same as an Uber or a Lyft?
Can be a little less, can be a little more.
Oh, well, that didn't really tell me anything. Thank you. LeBron, that was who we just heard from leading into this segment. What's good in the league? He said, LeBron and Steph, take one more listen.
What's the good stuff that's still going on in the league on a night-to-night
LeBron
basis?
I mean,
that's it. And that's really what the NBA has going for it still, is LeBron James and Stephen Curry, Joe Chastity. I just don't think that's really going to be hitting in a couple years, given the fact that LeBron's going to be 40. LeBron James, guys, is going to be 40 years old on Monday. I've been watching him play basketball since I was in fourth grade. I have two kids now, and I'm 31 years old. I've been watching him since I was in fourth grade. Think about that. That's perspective
insane.
For you.
Oh, my God.
All right, the caller, Chris, before the end of the break, he brought something up. Everyone's like, you know, when we do sports talk radio, you guys, hot takes. No, these are called correct takes at times, okay? And sometimes you can disagree with these opinions.
Facts don't care about your feelings.
They're sports opinions. Like, I'll go to my deathbed for this year. I'll say it, and I'll say it over and over, and I'm going to start right now. Everyone wants to make these mythical trades with the Warriors roster. And we know that because of the CBT, you have to balance out the salaries. And the guy everyone points to is like, well, Wiggins, you just got to trade Wiggins. You know, just put Wiggins is the guy that everyone's like the avatar. He's in on every single trade.
CBA, by the way. Said CBT?
Oh, my bad. CBA.
Isn't that the thing that Joe Rogan's on, the CBT? The cognitive.
He's on the THT, too.
The cognitive behavioral therapy.
I actually like to take some of that THT. There you but, go. No, the point being is that everybody uses the variable of Andrew Wiggins as a starting point for all of these trades. No, look, I'm just saying, let's just do the exercise. Who's more important for the rest of this season and moving forward? Draymond Green or Andrew Wiggins? Because they both make the same amount of money.
Andrew Wiggins, not even close.
Thank you. Thank you. And so I keep coming back to, like, no, everyone, like, and here's where the point. Andrew Wiggins is probably more desirable league-wide because of age, because of fit, because of the position he plays. So I understand that. He is more desirable. The guy you should have been trying to trade or should be trying to trade is Draymond and some combination of the young people. Now, is it difficult to find a third and fourth team and figure out? Hell yeah. I am not surrendering Andrew Wiggins because he is a point-of-attack defender, a perimeter defender, an athlete, a guy who could knock down a three, and I know he can play well without the ball in his hands predominantly for long stretches. He is more important to whatever the Warriors want to accomplish this year and moving forward. I'm not moving him.
You don't win, you're not even in the game yesterday without Andrew Wiggins. 35 minutes, 8 of 19 from the floor, 21 points, 12 boards. He was sensational yesterday.
Huge rebounds down the
Huge
stretch.
Huge rebounds. Like, his size was a factor yesterday. And you remove him from this lineup, yeah, you bring Jimmy Butler back, but you're losing your depth. You're losing Wiggins, and you're going to be losing someone else, whether it's a Kuminga, whether it's a Pod, something else. And that's just not going to be a net positive at the end of the day. It's interesting. Jimmy Butler, more so than a Lauri Markkanen for me, and I get Lauri Markkanen for a lot of people, it's like, you're selling the future with him too because he's a younger piece.
Yeah.
I just don't think he's like the end-all be-all. I don't think he's ever going to be a superstar type of player. I know Jimmy Butler turns into a superstar come playoff time, but he's getting old. What is he, 35, 36 years old? He's up there, man.
Getting old? He is old.
He is old.
In NBA years, he's ancient.
No, he's ancient because you have all that wear and tear from those finals runs that he's had, multiple of them. And, yeah, he's very good. But he's not what the Warriors need right now.
He's not the big enough difference maker to dramatically change their fortunes.
888-957-9570. Dub Nation, do you still want to see this team make a quote-unquote big splash? And what does that mean? Like, are you going all in on a Jimmy Butler? Are you going all in on a player X? Give me some names that you want to see. If not, what's the solution right now? They're 15-14. They're hovering around 500. This is looking like the play-in team we saw last year. Now, granted, they got off to a much better start, and they weren't playing catch-up, but now they're falling behind, and they're in danger of going under 500, and then they're going to have to start playing catch-up again, and it's going to be this one-step-forward, two-steps-back scenario that we kept seeing all last year, and quite frankly, the year before that, and they finally got their act together, and they made a little bit of a playoff push, as you said, got the favorable matchup against the Kings, lost to the Lakers in the second round, but this team right now, as currently constructed, and we did watch the rest of the NBA matchups, and I know Luka's out, but I know what I've seen with the Timberwolves. I know what I've seen from the Boston Celtics. I know what I've seen from a lot of these, the Thunder, the Warriors, and the Lakers, quite frankly. These teams just aren't on their level.
They're a step above.
Yes.
And that's where
I just don't think there's anything out there for the Warriors. And I know you don't want to hear this on Christmas. You want me to give you out a Christmas wish list if you ever. Well, Christmas is over, and you got a lump of coal in your stocking last night.
But I don't also think it's the end of the world. Like, that's the other part about this.
It feels like that because we just watched a great Stephen Curry performance last night, and it's just like, for what? That's kind of how Warriors fans are waking up today. I just got an amazing Stephen Curry performance last night.
Okay.
38 points. He hit shot after shot after shot late, and they lost. And it didn't matter. And he's calling out the team before the game. He's having player-only meetings. And Stephen Curry's feeling it now, Joe Shasky. And sooner or later, maybe he's looking around and saying, is this where I want to... Do I want to finish my career here?
This thing about birthrights starting in the Western Conference Finals for every player...
Oh, I don't think that.
No, but I'm saying, like, there's this sentiment that, like, vibe that I get from Warrior fans where it's like, you got to do everything you can for all these stars. They have done everything they can. Now, we could argue about are they the right moves and did they draft the right players and all that stuff? Like, okay, fine. But Larry Bird only has the three championships. Only has the three championships. Hakeem Olajuwon has two. You know what I mean? Like, look around at the greatest players of all time. You're not sitting on the outside looking in when it comes to these rings conversations.
No, he's a top 10 player of all time. He's solidified himself as that. I think Warriors fans are looking for him to get another one.
Okay.
Kind of Magic Johnson.
Okay.
And be like a top 5 player of all time.
Yeah. Sometimes those things get out of your control. You know, Isaiah Thomas, like, the league was shifting. You know what I mean? Michael Jordan came along. All right. Have you not seen what happens? Like, Luka and Jokic and all of these younger,
Tatum,
more healthy players are coming around. And it's exactly Tatum. And obviously Jaylen Brown. It's their time. It's their time. It's okay. Making the playoffs could still be a fun, successful season. I know Warrior fans don't want to hear that. It's championship or bust. Those days are over. Recalibrate. Why? If you're setting yourself up for championship or bust, you're setting yourself up for disappointment.
So you wouldn't trade any of the young pieces right now?
Well, it depends
currently
on
constructed.
The deal. It depends on the
so
deal.
What, is there a deal out there that we haven't talked about, Joe Shasky, that might interest you?
So, like, I just keep seeing this Cam Johnson trade that's out there.
Okay.
Which is an interesting one. And do I think he would fit? Absolutely, I think he would fit. I don't know if I'd necessarily want to surrender Kuminga for Cam Johnson.
He's 28, Cam Johnson.
You know, like, I don't think that you're incrementally, I think you're better, but I don't think you're significantly better to the point where you want, like, this. We're talking about being a fringe playoff team to being a Final Four team. I don't think they're Cam Johnson move away. That's just my personal belief. There's only a handful of guys that would take this Warrior team after gutted and make them a Final Four team. And it's like Giannis or Shai Gilgeous-Alexander or Jokic. And realistically, you're not getting any of those guys. So any other guy that you're getting in a trade is an ancillary role type player or an old player who comes with a ton of either baggage or red flags, like a Jimmy Butler.
Well, that Giannis to Warriors trade feels like that conversation was a lifetime
now
ago.
Now it's Steph to Giannis. Yeah,
exactly. Now you know what I mean? Let's go. Milwaukee's on the phone, right? Steph, let's go, bro. Let's go. Oscar, he's in Stockton. He wants to join the conversation. 888-957-9570. Give us a call or text on the Comcast Fizz text line. What's going on, Oscar? You're on with Spadoni and Shasky on the Morning Roast.
What's going on, fellas? Hey, man, you know, I am disappointed. He's very disappointed in the game last night. But my whole thing is that, why is it a Draymond Green bash day? I don't understand that. I understand his antics, but if we went with Draymond Green, we'll have four titles. And he's the only one out there playing with force and the only one who can get Steph open. And first of all, we should be talking about the youngsters not playing defense, knowing they should have help defense on the side. That's what we should be talking about. And Andrew Wiggins is playing good this year, but Andrew Wiggins got a man up on that. It's 5 seconds. You cannot allow him to go baseline and attack the rim. That is pathetic. And Steph Curry, he's fed up with it. He's fed up with it. Steph Curry is fed up with it. Just by him, the way he left off the court yesterday, it's not going to happen.
Can I ask you a question? Who's been better this year? I'll let you finish, but who's been better this year? This whole year, not just the first month, Andrew Wiggins or Draymond Green?
Andrew Wiggins has his good days, but Draymond Green has been playing just as well on defense and shooting the ball. Andrew Wiggins go in and out. He had a, he had, he